Jeff Skilling's attorney Mark Holscher asked questions to establish details about the cooperation agreement Ken Rice signed with the government. Rice could face up to 10 years in prison, but the prosecution could recommend that he spend no time in prison at all if it's pleased with his cooperation. Rice is one of 16 former Enron executives who pleaded guilty to crimes and agreed to help prosecutors for a more lenient sentence. More recordings were played for the jury, featuring Rice speaking at a December 5, 2000 EBS employees meeting in Houston about his division's objectives for 2001. Rice is heard speaking about ambitious goals for the company, which hoped to become the first company to deliver video on demand. U.S. District Judge Sim Lake, who's been trying to move the trial along when possible, questioned the relevance of the tape, but Holscher said playing the complete tape demonstrates the bullishness that EBS executives genuinely had about their services. Judge Lake has made several attempts to keep the trial moving at a faster pace, at one point saying to cross-examine him about Shakespeare, you don't have to begin with the invention of the alphabet. Rice said he repeatedly misled investors about the financial health of Enron Broadband Services under pressure from Jeff Skilling to make the unit appear healthy to the public, even though EBS was faltering and laying off employees. Rice has described Skilling as a hands-on leader who wanted to keep Wall Street happy so analysts would recommend Enron stock. From the federal courthouse, Ed Mayberry, Houston Public Radio News.